The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Betsy Ross, Chrisley Adams, and even Doc Holliday call her for advice.
Well, I suppose I'm deranged, but I guess I'll just have to call. Cover your ears, darling.
There are more cards in the prospering under Big Brother deck than most people know about. And that's why there's the Suzanne Option Show. Heard here only on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Well, everybody, today is the day. Welcome to the debut episode of the Crusade Channel's newest show, The Suzanne Option. I'm Suzanne Sherman, your host, coming at you live from the hinterlands of Utah. The number here at the Veritas Radio Network studio here is 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I just want to really thank you all for joining in, and I'd love to hear some callers today. Again, if you want to download the app, you don't have to push any buttons. You can just call and get here directly to me. I want to make a couple announcements. First, I want to really congratulate Mike and everybody who worked so hard to get this all coming together. It was a fantastic couple days at the Twin Smoke shop over in Philadelphia. What a turnout that was. So I really hope that the issues that are going on with that family are resolved quickly. Another announcement, if you have any family in or friends in the Provo-Orem area of Utah, I'm going to be teaching a class on the Bill of Rights at the Utah Patriots Camp, and that's on June 7th. And I want to let you know, if anybody has any questions about that, that's going to be... they have a Facebook page, Utah Patriots Camp. Also, I want to thank Mike Church for allowing me this opportunity to be a part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. The depth of talent at this network is impressive, to say the least. And wow, what an honor it is to be a part of it. I was telling Mark Kresslins today when we were previewing the show earlier that this is actually going to be a good or bad news, depending on how he thinks of it. He's no longer going to be the crazy one for talking about his ideas of secession, because we're just going to be throwing so much stuff at you. As our friends the Meeks in Oregon say, wow, we've been listening to Mark for a long time, but we have a feeling that Suzanne is going to be putting us over the edge. So this is going to be pretty exciting. Veritas Radio Network is unique in its thorough presentation of the truth. And what is the truth? Well, as we hear here frequently, truth is conforming your mind to reality. Mike and the other hosts here provide truthful analysis of not only what is wrong with life here in America today, but how we have strayed so far from our original purpose, what our original purpose was, and offer solutions as to how to cope with the truth as we here have defined it. I want to give a shout out of thanks to my friend Jeremy for a supportive message. This is kind of nerve-wracking today, so any bit of support I can get is really appreciated. So as we were just saying, that the truth is conforming your mind to reality. We were talking also on Mark's show this morning and Mike's, how am I going to fit in here? Because as Mike says, I am really, I'm not just talking. I'm not just putting stuff out there on blogs about how to survive and how to deal with this calamity. I actually changed my life around to effectuate a change in our lives and our possibility of surviving difficult times. My purpose here is to provide a personal approach to coping and preparing for the troubling times that I truly believe are coming. And this is an approach that focuses on your particular, you know, on my family, but, you know, it's called the Suzanne option. Fill in the blanks, have your own option. There are so many possibilities here, and thank you, Gregory Carpenter. I appreciate that. But you know, I'm going to throw so many different ways of thinking at you. You're going to be able to come up with whatever your lifestyle is, a way to cope with what's going on. And if you have any ideas, suggestions, or any stories of your own that you want to share in this regard, please feel free to send me an email at suzanne@littell.com. You can also send me a message. I have a public Facebook page, and that's Suzanne Sherman. The spelling for my email address is suzanne@littell.com. I'm currently in the process of creating a web page linked to Veritas Radio Network as well. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is Suzanne Sherman at Cowgirl Esquire. You may end up on the show. I want to thank also one of our loyal listeners to the network, Alan in Colorado, who has already submitted a question and request for dealing with growing food. That's going to be a major focal point in what we're going to talk about on this program, and that is being able to be self-sustainable to the point that is practicable for your family. Many of us face climate or environmental climate issues where we live. For instance, I just tried to plant some tomatoes in my greenhouse. First night they were out, overnight they just died overnight. I'm going to take a quick break and have my friend Robin on the phone. Robin, you are the first up on the Suzanne option. Welcome to the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. What's on your mind?
Hello, my friend. I wanted to call and congratulate you. I'm so happy for you.
Well, it is just brings a tear to my eye to have you be the first caller I get, because those that don't know you or haven't seen us on Facebook, Robin is one of my very best friends, and we are going to be having her featured on this show. She is an amazing woman who has inspired me to learn how to hunt, and she has an amazing home business. Why don't you tell us about Tail Gunner?
Tail Gunner is a small business that I started up a few years ago. It's kind of been sidelined due to back surgery, but it's, you know, in the works and coming up again for natural skincare products, lots of camo. We love the hunting. Suzanne's got some of that. There's more on the way, by the way. I should get a package out to you later this week. And it's something that I'm hoping that when we move, just as you did, that I can help to sustain our home the way that we want. But
let's give a little background on that. My friend Robin is still behind enemy lines in the People's Republic of California, and she is working on making her move. So where are we in the process on that, my dear? Or are you headed to my guest house?
Well, I keep coming to that guest house. I may never leave someday. We're looking at hopefully this time next year. if everything works out. Current situations, who knows? It might be sooner. But, yeah, it is not the same here as it has been in years past, and it's getting uglier and uglier, and we need out for ourselves, for our daughter that's growing up. And I want to say the feelings are mutual because you have inspired me, you know, me and my husband with our hunting and fishing, and watching how you have evolved from where you were many years ago, and the last visit with you, learning stuff with the canning and getting prepared and what we're needing to do. And that's what we want. So I want to thank you. Feelings are mutual, and I love you dearly.
Well, thank you. I will talk to you very soon. I so appreciate the call. I love you.
Love you too, my dear.
Next up on the Suzanne option, we have a woman that is going to be fairly regular on this show, and we call her Dr. Donna. Dr. Donna, welcome to the Suzanne option. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm good, and thanks for having me on. Yeah.
Let's. I'm going to give a quick intro on how we met, and then I want you to talk about yourself a little bit, because you are an amazing woman. And about 4 years ago, when I first started taking my boys on little exploratory trips in our motorhome when we still lived in California, we went to a Placerville, and there was an event there hosted by the Sierra School of Survival. And the people that put that on will also be coming on the show with us. And one of the guest speakers was Dr. Donna. Dr. Donna, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm a retired chiropractor, and I have a master's and bachelor's in nutrition and a master's in herbology. And so... So with that kind of background, I'm able to find out a lot of things that can help people to do, you know, take care of their health naturally, to prepare for survival in a natural way. And there are all these different types of substances that are out there that are natural that can help them significantly. So that's what I was explaining to the survival camp at one time, and we did a 30-day challenge on one of the substances, and everybody had incredible success with how it worked for their health and what they were doing with it.
Yes, and that's a great teaser, and we're not going to give that secret away, because we're going to feature you on a segment on your own, so we can really do this subject justice. But I'll tell you right now, I took that 30-day challenge, and I never stopped, and it was absolutely life-changing for me, and I'm hoping that I will continue to experience the effects. Anything else you have going on? I know that you're getting into the survival market here and trying to participate more in this area.
Well, I have some infection seminars coming up and some detox seminars coming up as well. I'm kind of moving towards putting them online so that they're accessible to a lot more people. And the infection seminar that I just finished with about 20 people was pretty incredible, because we talked about 45 different types of infections and how you can get rid of them all naturally, and what to do, you know, when you even have things like sepsis. And that's certainly a big challenge in survival situations.
Well, absolutely. And you bring up a really good point, is alternative and natural means by which we can cure infections, that being alternatives to antibiotics. I mean, I'm sure you're aware, obviously, of the detriments that we're having. We're getting these disease-resistant bacteria. And another thing we have to prepare for is the eventuality when medications might not be easy to get. So what are we going to do at that point? We better find a way. We better have a plan. And you can't really stockpile antibiotics. For instance, doesn't tetracycline go toxic when it is expired?
You know, I believe that it does, but I'm not sure on that. But the bottom line is that God has provided solutions in those herbs that are out there, and we just have to know how to use them. And that's been one of my things in life, is how to get rid of all these different types of infections. It's almost like God has put me in these different situations where I had to deal with, you know, three people that had sepsis and three people that had Lyme's disease and all these different things. And I found that every single one of them can be helped.
Yeah, and I think the key that you mentioned there are these are solutions that God has given us. And too often, not just with regards to medical treatment, but with regards to government intervention, everywhere we look, we are substituting other options for God. Part of the Suzanne option is to put God first. And when you do that, the rest seems to fall into place.
Yes, you know, and there's one more thing that people might not realize, but when you take the natural options, there is no antibiotic resistance. They work all the time.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Well, we look forward to having you come on. And also Gregory Carpenter, who is the host of another show we have here on the Veritas Radio Network, has a show called Reverse Deception. And he's sitting here. He's messaging me saying he would love to talk to Dr. Donna one day. And he wants to have you on his show sometime. So we'd love to get the word out. You're doing some amazing work. And we're going to get you on the schedule and have you on with me.
Okay, thanks. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much for the call. Well, that was really interesting. You guys are going to absolutely love what Dr. Donna has to say. Like I said, the 30-day challenge that we had all taken on her show has had some life-changing effects on me. Want to go back now about to how this show here, the Suzanne option, came to fruition. For those of you that had heard maybe a little bit about it on the previews we've had and for my show on Doc George, I'm just going to reiterate it if you missed it. And if you ever want to do go back and hear past shows, by the way, please, please, please get a Founders Pass because they have some amazing shows. We've had 6 months now of the Veritas Radio Network, the Crusade Channel. There is a huge library from which you can choose from, and it's so well worth it. Plus, I think Mike has extended this fundraising drive until tonight. We're still a little bit short at midnight, so let's make this happen because we don't know what's going to happen. This might be the shortest running radio show in the history of Veritas Radio Network. So anyway, just getting back to how this show came about, I recently, this is going to be the third year Memorial Day weekend of my move from California. And I moved here to escape, like Benedict, the debauchery of society and to focus on a life that was simple and would allow me to live our lives and that would benefit my children and myself in a much more wholesome manner. As I said earlier, Mike frequently defines the truth is conforming your mind to reality. Well, thanks to shows like this, I started to question what I considered to be the truth. And I lost confidence in the ability to maintain a lifestyle that was free and secure for my children. And that's actually something that that Robin alluded to. So we really want to focus on what it's like to how we can make this change happen. So once I realized what was true, for example, we are living under the control of a bipartisan, morally corrupt, illegitimate, de facto national as opposed to federal system of government. Hat tip to Mark Kreslin's there. I realized that it was time to conform my life to the truth, and I experienced a very uncomfortable feeling, which is referred to as cognitive dissonance, and that's defined as having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially relating to behavioral decisions and attitude change. And according to this theory, one seeks to bring these conflicting attitudes and beliefs into balance. That requires a change in either one's beliefs or behaviors. And one method of achieving the balance is to reduce the importance of one of the conflicting attitudes. And my realization that we have been systematically lied to, our freedom and liberties have been dismantled piecemeal for so long that we would never be fully cognizant of the scheme that's been foisted upon us, and nor could we rectify it. So I could no longer reconcile that with the purpose of raising my children in a safe and wholesome environment. And that's when we decided to move. So I also had been homeschooling my children for some time, and that really is what freed us up to take these trips in the motorhome. And when we come back from this break, we are going to have Professor Kevin Gutzman join us, and we're going to discuss what transpired from this recent motorhome trip that we took. So we will be back. Welcome to the Suzanne Option Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. We'll be back.